corruption. It's the news, according to me. Well, it is now Tuesday morning. It's a Tuesday morning. It's rolling right out here. And unfortunately, it is, it's 9:37 Central Time, which is where I am. Maybe it's 9:37 Central Time. It is 10:37 Eastern Standard Time. It'll be a short show this morning. I am still in Chicago, by the way. I never got to leave Chicago yesterday, and I am still here. All I'm going to do is do some work here, and then I'll get home late, possibly. Well, I doubt if I'll be home by midnight tonight. It'll probably be most likely early morning, 1 o'clock in the morning. We'll see how this all works out. I kind of depends on how much rest I can get today as to whether or not I'm going to drive through the middle of the night tonight. I might just stay here again in Chicago again just to so I can get myself on the road tomorrow morning early as possible. I only have 1 day at home, and I'll try to get there as soon as possible so I can get the show done Wednesday morning. Then I have a show Thursday morning, and then Friday morning will be in Minneapolis. I have... there's a lot of things going on right now. This corruption scandal up in Minnesota is unfolding more and more as time goes on. And it would seem that there is just no end to this. Now they're talking, you know, over $1 billion, 70 organizations. There's at least 60 some people that are involved in some of this stuff there that they're actually... I'm sure there's a lot more. My understanding is there's hundreds of people that were involved in some of this stuff, but 60 that are, or over more than 60 people who are under investigation right now. Many organizations. That's just the numbers I've got in front of me right now. I don't know if that's actually correct or not. I'm not a statistician. I'm also not a doctor, a lawyer, or a financial counselor. And everything I say on here is just for entertainment purposes only. Everything that I say is alleged. I don't know. I don't know anything. I'm just out here blabbing. So I do know what's in my cup. At least I thought I knew. I just tried to take a sip and I couldn't quite get to it. It's very hot. I'm not sure I want to burn my lips on. Not feeling super good today. Kind of feeling a little bit down as far as the body goes. Got some soreness and I got some, I don't know, stomach's just not feeling all that great. Just not feeling all that energetic and motivated. You get out... I'm on the 10th floor, which I like because I can do stairs, but I just don't feel like doing stairs right now for some reason. But I have to, though, at some point. I have a couple other things to talk about. The other deal that's going on right now is the big issue that the Dems are... Now, if you remember, just a couple, you know, a little bit more than a week ago, the issue was the ACA, the government shutdown, and then it became the... What else? There was something else in between there. And all of a sudden, it was all about the something else Trump was doing. They were all up in arms about that. Now it's there. Supposedly, are some leaked information. Some people, some unnamed sources. Again, here we go, telling us that the military is taking out these drug runners. And apparently, there's some report that they shot a drug running boat. There were some survivors, and they went back and killed the survivors. We'll get into that. I'm going to talk a little bit about that. There's some things about the military. I was never in the military, not a military expert. This is one of my little hobbies on YouTube is to, I listen to people like Donut Operator and some other people that are supposed folks. I mean, Sean Ryan, listen to him a little bit. Some of these people, folks who have been in the military and talk a lot about their stuff. And you know, the procedures and things that they go through. And we'll talk about that a little bit because there's some things that, of course, the news media is not saying, and they don't know what they're talking about. You get these legal experts on there, whatever, lawyers who they're not military lawyers, they're just lawyers, and supposedly seem to think that they know about the law, and they're trying to get this thing turned against them. Of course, at the core of this whole thing is this whole seditious six that they have, that these folks that did this little operation where they came in and trying to build division within the U.S. military, which I think is just absolutely atrocious. The more I learn about what they've done and more about the military code, how much Captain Kelly has busted all kinds of rules in this process. He's just an absolute, it's just a mess. Just an absolute mess. And it's all to sow discord. It is all an opportunity to try to push, to try to get the average foot soldier to push back on orders and to create all kinds of division within the military chain of command. And it's just very disgusting. And it's we'll talk about that a little bit too. Now, but I want to get into this whole Minnesota thing. Now, Governor Walz, Tim Walz, who was the vice presidential candidate under Kamala Harris, keep this in mind. If she would have won, he would be the VP right now, and he would be one heartbeat away, basically, from becoming our president. This is a guy who spent a lot of time going back and forth to China. Come to find out, he had a girlfriend in China. He was seeing there. He went back and forth on the school. On the university, wherever he worked as a teacher at the time, he was going back and forth basically on their, they were paying for him to go back and forth. And of course, he had a girlfriend there, so he was going back and forth a lot. This is just the kind of stuff that, you know, typical of these people. They ended up finding out now that there's this huge Somali, and Why would a group of people from Somalia, where it's 104 degrees about every day, decide to go to Minneapolis, Minnesota, where it is, you know, half the time out of the year, it's, you can't, you know, you freeze your nose hairs off. I don't understand how they think this is a good idea. But apparently the population there, you know, it has just exploded. Well, over the years of the Biden administration, over the 4 years of the Biden administration, they had some programs there for feeding children and for taking care of children and doing all kinds of things there during the COVID years. They were, you know, it went from basically 10 million 1 year, and then it was like 40 million, 50 million in the next year, and then it was 200 million, and all of a sudden it was 300 million. It has gone ridiculous, and it's over $1 billion now that they've determined has been fraudulently taken in by the or spent. It's gone that the federal program had. It's very interesting to see what's going on there. There's actually some federal judges that are involved that in this whole process that are not under the direct, the direction of the Trump administration. They're just they're finding this stuff out, and they're appalled by it, and they're actually going after it. They're kind of more independent. So the DOJ has not really gotten too involved other than just to be a resource for them. And it's good to see that happen because it needs to happen. The problem is, you know, Governor Walz has come out and said, well, these people are going to go to jail. These people are going to, this is fraudulent behavior. Well, the problem is Tim Walz knew all about it. And it's now we're finding out that he was deeply connected to what was happening there. He was basically paid off to, allegedly, that he was involved in this whole thing, and he somehow he was getting some kind of incentive to look the other way. That's the way that's been explained to me. Whether or not that's happened or not, we'll see. I guess the court of law will have to determine all that. It's all allegedly so far. So we'll see how that goes. But I would not be surprised. Walz is a snake in the grass person, individual, in my opinion. He's a very deceptive individual, in my opinion. And of course, the president has called him some names by the way, that are, you know, 40 years, 50 years ago, would not have been an issue at all. Now it's like the N-word, to use those words that the president used. And he didn't call him a name. He just said what he was. He was basically said, well, I'm not going to get into it. It's not something I want to get into. I'll say whatever I want, but that's not something I want to say, just for various reasons. But it's just, I don't have any problem with him using that word. It's just a word. And in fact, the N word itself, if you're talking about it, the fact that I can't say it because even in just context, I'm not calling anybody that name. But just to use that word, just to say that word for me is impossible because I will be vilified by doing so. However, certain rappers can use that word in their music all day long, They can say it on YouTube. They can do whatever they want to, and they can get away with it because that's not equal rights. That's privilege. That's what that is. They're able to say things that I am not allowed to say. And then yet, supposedly I'm the one with all the privilege. So anyway, so we'll have to see how this all pans out. I don't know. I haven't heard much more about the issues with Tim Walz, what's happening there, but it does sound like he is possibly in some deep doo-doo up there. Every day it seems like there's more stuff being rolled out. There is a city council. I believe there's some local local folks in Minneapolis, where I will be on Friday, I believe. There's some folks there that are apparently in the local government that are appalled, and they're doing some investigation, and they're whistleblowing, they're doing all kinds of things, saying that this is directly connected to Tim Walz. So we'll have to see how this all works out. This all would have been covered up and gone if he had been put into office. If he'd be the VP right now, you'd never hear anything about that. Now, there's something that happened. Speaking of VPs, something happened with J.D. Vance. I don't know what happened here. Something is being triggered, and I don't understand what's going on. I've never seen this whole Tucker Carlson and there's all kinds of riffraff messages going back and forth within the conservative ranks, and I'm not sure I quite understand what's going on here. Apparently, J.D. Vance has an intern, I guess, or somebody working for him as a young man, who is also connected, I think, somehow to is it Fuentes? I can't remember who it is. It's just some weird stuff going on here. And of course, J.D. Vance was all upset about this, about being challenged about something because of some connections that he has with somebody who's a part of his team as an intern. Now, J.D. Vance, I think, also has a son as well, younger son. And the whole thing revolves around the whole thing between Tucker Carlson, Nick Fuentes, and the interview that he did and some of the other things that are going on there. Now, Tucker Carlson, there's a guy named Jades? What's his guy's name? He's a Christian guy, a very solid believer. He kind of goes into more of the spiritual aspect of some of the stuff that's going on. He was making some inferences to some things that were happening, and he interviewed someone on his show who was involved in this whole process and this whole thing. And apparently, it kind of makes J.D. Vance look kind of bad in this whole process. But yet, at the same time, I don't think we're getting the whole story here. This is one of those issues where, much like my cup, I haven't talked about it much. Okay, in my cup, I have chai and I have powdered creamer. My backup cup is nothing but water, but I'm almost out of water. Did you realize I'm almost out of water? Maybe I have some water. I do have a little bit of water in my thermos over here. I guess I can have water out in my car. It's probably frozen. Temperature outside has been, I think it's about 15 degrees out there this morning. I'm not sure for sure, but it got pretty cold last night. I know that. Let's just take a look at the weather here, see what's going on. We have, I'll just do some tapping on some apps here. What do we got? We got, it's low 20s. Yeah, 21 degrees outside right now currently. So that's what it's doing. Kind of, yeah. I need to get a sip of this. I just need to take a sip of this. Okay, it's hot, but it's good. It is good. That felt good going down. All right, anyway, what have we got in here? I got some water. See how that tastes. That's okay too. All right, we're doing good. All right, we have let's talk about this whole thing with the rules of engagement, ROE, and what is happening with the whole thing, the whole story of this. Apparently a drug running boat was shot with a drone strike, apparently, or some kind of a missile strike, and took the boat out. There's been over 100 people so far who have apparently been killed by their drug running boats. Now these boats, they're kind of an open, very large open boat, kind of a fishing vessel looking thing. It's like a great big fishing boat. What it looks like, it's the old aluminum. Remember the old aluminum fishing boats people used to have all the time, and just kind of an open hull boat. These are much larger. They're about four times the size of your typical little, you know, fishing boat. Not a bass boat, but a fishing boat. Some of them have three or four or five motors on the back of them, just flying across the water as fast as they can go. And obviously loaded with all kinds of, you know, these bags, sealed up bags of stuff, trying to get this stuff moved. Now, they cannot go all the way from the island areas where they're growing this stuff to, like Venezuela, to, you know, they have to stop for fuel. Some of these boats have a lot of people on them. Of course, what the leftists are saying is, well, they drug running boats usually only have a couple people on board. Well, they also run people. That's not all they don't just run drugs. They also, you know, smuggle people all over the place. And of course, they have to stop for fuel at different places. And what the administration's plan is to do is to wait, you know, wait till they get out in international water. Why is a fishing boat going out in international waters, by the way? And why do they have to go so fast? And they're never stopping. There's no fishing poles on these boats. Now, supposedly, this one boat got shot, and there were two people clinging to the debris in the water. This is from some kind of unnamed sources. And this one, I think it was Dana Bash, she said something about four or five people, different sources, independent sources, have given. Now, think about this. This kind of thing happens when these kinds of things are... what they're claiming is that anybody who was... The person who was operating the drone could be arrested, as this is a war crime. It's not not allowed when you shoot someone who's been disabled. You know, they've been, you're supposed to take them, capture them, and put them on trial. That is not necessarily the case. Rules of engagement are determined by the commander in chief. It comes down from, and he usually delegates all of that over to the Department of Defense or the Department of War, what I'm going to call it, or I don't know what they're calling it right now, Hegseth. These are decisions that, you know, of course, all this stuff came out. Hegseth didn't know anything about it. Supposedly, he's like, I was there. I didn't see any of this, whatever's being talked about. This kind of stuff. Now, Hegseth and the people around him, there's only a few people in the room when this stuff's happening, the way I understand it. So for five or six people to come out and say that there's no video evidence of any of this, by the way. There's no evidence whatsoever of any of this. This is all just hearsay, accusations, no real hard evidence, no nothing. It's just all hearsay. But in the meantime, they're saying, well, Trump is a war criminal now. He's a war criminal, and he should be, you know, brought up on charges. So that's what the whole thing is with Trump this year, this week, I guess, today. It'll be something else tomorrow. By next week, it'll be something else. Now they may not be able to get Trump. And the big thing that they're going to do here, this is how they do this kind of stuff. They're going to wait till Trump's out of office. Then they're going to go after Hegseth after the fact. These are the people who say that you shouldn't persecute your political opponents. That is exactly what they're doing. That's what they've always done. That's what they're going to do as soon as Trump. Now, they might not go after Trump because supposedly he has immunity on some of the stuff, but Hegseth does not. So they're probably going to go, and they might even go after the person who pulled the trigger. Now, again, this goes back to ROE. Whatever your rules of engagement are, those rules of engagement are established and approved by the legal team at the Pentagon. There are rules where you leave no one. You don't mess around. There's a couple guys online that had some very good analysis, and one guy was not necessarily a Trump fan. He was spelling it out very clearly legally. You know, what rules of engagement matter and what it means to have rules of engagement and how that all works. And of course, he went through the whole process of, you know, the person who's pulling the trigger. It's not his responsibility necessarily. As long as the rules of engagement are clear, everyone going into that usually is briefed and they understand what their job is, what their mission is. Sometimes you don't leave anybody. It sounds brutal and cruel. But what they're doing is brutal and cruel. This is much like what Trump, you know, being blamed for these National Guardsmen being killed, or one of them being killed, but both of them being shot, and unfortunately the one female has passed away now. And this is again, what I say to this, and I don't understand why anybody's not mentioning this, but the first logical place to go is to say, how do we, you know, what about the crime rate that's gone down since they've been there, and how many people are walking around today alive because of the presence of the National Guard? You don't say, well, you know, we have police getting killed in the city, so we just had a cop get shot. So we need to go, if you wouldn't have sent those cops, you know, out on patrol, they'd be alive today. Well, how many people would be dead? That's the question. How many people would not be alive today, or how would have been accosted or in the hospital or robbed and stolen, have their property taken, whatever it was, had the National Guard not been there? The crime rate has dropped dramatically for obvious reasons, because they are there. And nobody's mentioning this. Yes, we lost a soldier. We had, you know, two casualties there as far as the an injury, a critical condition still. And the problem with this is that the people don't go there. They say, well, it's just sad that they died, but their blood is on Trump's hands. Well, then whose blood is on whose hands for all the people who would have been and had been up until the time where the, you know, there were people getting murdered. The murder rate was like, I think it was like 10 times greater, I think is what I might understand. Carjackings, murders, all that kind of stuff was way up. It's gone way down. So who, you know, who's holding those people accountable? Obviously, there was a problem with enforcement. And that, to me, that just seems like, if you're going to blame Trump for that, then you need to blame the other politicians who enabled it to happen to begin with. The person to blame is the person who commits the crime, but just saying the left wants to take it all the way to the president makes it sound like he's to blame for all this stuff. So there we go. That's what's happening right there with all that stuff. And that's just my opinion on it. I want to know what your opinion about my opinion is. And you can give me a call. There's a hotline. You can call, leave a message. You can also leave a text. 812-379-8778. There are no advertisements, as they say, on this show. It is all free. That's free for you. It's not free for me. I suppose if you pay for internet, want to figure it out that way, yeah. It all costs you a little bit of your time, and hopefully you're able to listen to this while you're doing something productive. Or just, you know, trying to put yourself to sleep. That's always an easy way to do it. Just listen to me drone on, and then you just, you know, kind of pass out, fall asleep. There you go. In the meantime, we are getting ready to go into our Christmas season now, which is interesting. There's some interesting stuff that has happened. I think it happened out in the Midwest. It might have actually been in a Midwestern city. There is some interesting Christmas stuff. I'm hoping to have some audio stuff tomorrow, a little bit longer show. I'm going to play some audio stuff tomorrow. One of them is this little speech that this lady gave. Mom Donnie actually now is in charge of health. I guess he's got like 400 people in his cabinet in New York City. One of the people he just appointed is a trans rabbi. It's a man who he's a Jewish man who became a trans individual who's a rabbi and is in charge of the health department in New York City. His name is Debbie now, or whatever it is. I don't know what he calls himself, but that's what's happening now, which is kind of surprising, actually. That's what's going to happen. You're going to see those kinds of things as placeholders. People are going to placate some of the radical leftists for a little while until things change. This happened in England as well, London, England. The mayor of London just look at what's happened there. Paris isn't Paris anymore. London isn't London anymore. The places that you would normally go and think of the culture there, they basically act like there is no culture there because it's no Paris culture just doesn't exist. European culture isn't anything. It's just that's not culture. That's what they think, because it's normal for them. That's you know, the only people who have culture are brown people, apparently. So that's where we go with all this stuff now at this point. We have a few other things that are happening this week. Tomorrow, yeah, like I said, tomorrow hopefully I'll have a. I don't think it's going to be a live show. Depends on how I feel, really. But hopefully have just a regular show. It'll be about an hour-long show tomorrow, and I'll have some audio of some of the things that have been going on, interesting stuff. And then we're going to have a Thursday morning show. Will be kind of a normal show as far as I know. I've got plenty of time in the morning to get the show out the door, but there's also some other things we have to get done. So I'll be heading off for another 4 days. And then the following Monday, the first full week of December, next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I believe there'll be a normal week. I better double check on that, though. I can't remember. Just looking at my schedule here right now, it looks like, oh, no. Yeah, there we go. 16, yeah. Yeah, so next week, same thing. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then I will be probably having a show in Madison, Wisconsin on Friday morning. And I ended up in St. Louis that night. But it's crazy time for all this stuff, folks. Once again, I want to thank you all for listening. Thank you for sharing, calling, texting, all that stuff that you do, doing that stuff you do. And in the meantime, I will go on about my day, and I'm just going to lay back down and let my body figure out what's going on with it. And other than that, that's about all there is to it. So in the meantime, folks, thank you. Thanks again. God bless. Have a great rest of your day, rest of your week. Again, call that number, 812-379-8778. Let me know what you think about what I think, and we'll go from there. And so there will be tomorrow. In the meantime, thank you. Again, lots of thanks. God bless. Have a great rest of your day. I will see ya.